Good morning, Dr. Ram.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. What's going on with you?
Well, let's talk a little bit about joint debt. You know, people like to own things together when they're in a relationship, a marriage, or sometimes you're trying to help your child out.
Mm.
And so you might buy a property and own it together, and that feels good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So joint assets, you might put your kid's name on your account or whatever. Those things, that's another story, right?
Right.
But joint debt is when you co-sign for somebody or you put them on your credit card.
Ooh.
And so there's some important things to talk about. I see this when somebody, a parent is trying to help a child, and so they get a separate credit card in the child's name, and now they can build their credit by making the payments on time. So, you know, that can be a good thing, but you just have to remember that when you're signing, either you're co-signing or you're signing together as, you know, equal joint partners, it's the same thing.
Well, people, tell me about the responsibility part.
Yeah, so people will say, well, I don't own that debt, I just co-signed.
Yeah.
If you co-signed, you own it 100% as much as somebody else. So where you can get yourself in trouble with this, the obvious is that the other person doesn't pay and you're stuck with the debt, right?
Right, they come looking for you.
Right, but the less than obvious things are, what happens if you get divorced or what happens if the other signer dies?
Oh.
And so I just saw this happen where somebody co-signed for a mortgage because the daughter couldn't afford the mortgage on their own. Then the parent died. Now the daughter cannot refinance because her income isn't enough to cover the mortgage.
Wow.
She's stuck with it and she can't really afford it because mom was helping her out and mom is now gone. So here she is. Now she owns this loan 100%, can't pay for it, can't get it refinanced.
Oh man, that's like a nightmare story.
Yeah. So mom was trying to help by co-signing. I'll help you, you know, do this. But in the end, when mom is gone, it's not helpful at all. So stand on your own 2 feet if you can with debt. If it's just a matter of credit, your credit isn't enough to fly, but your income is okay, that might be a time that you get a co-signer because their credit might help you get approved, as long as you know you can pay for it on your own.
Right.
And if you're co-signing for someone else, don't be delusional. Don't expect that, oh, they're always going to make the payment. You better be prepared to make it to salvage your credit if they don't for some reason. And, and it might not be intentional. They might lose their job. They might fall ill. Something could happen where that other person, no matter what their good intentions were, can't make the payments. So if you're going to put your name on the dotted line for debt, you should make sure that you can handle it on your own. And if you're going to do it with a mortgage, if you're going to be on the mortgage, I recommend that you're also on the deed. What you don't want to do is have someone else own 100% of the house and you're on the hook for half of the loan or all of the loan.
Oh, no.
Hey, I see it. It happens often.
That would be bad, too.
So joint debt is not as good as joint assets. Be careful there.
The Money Doctor is Dr. Ram, and she's from Power Down Debt, which is right here in Western Mass. Great resource, a good person to talk to after you check out powerdowndebt.com. You can call Dr. Ram with the phone.
Thanks, Kevin. 413-774-5555, or find us at powerdowndebt.com, of course.
All right, it is 905.